a call just after midnight to the MV Sarah, a former fishing vessel that had been converted, and she'd had some work done in Hull Marina. She was heading for Lowestoft, but the weather deteriorated, and she started taking on water. One of her crew was quite badly seasick, so we was asked to go out and help her out a bit, you know. We got alongside her after one or two attempts, because it was fairly windy and there was a bit of sea running. Got a pump and some crew on board, and then we were sort of deciding where to take it, whether back up to Grimsby or into Fosdyke or onto Wells. The problem with Wells was my choices were a bit limited. She wasn't steering very well because of the water inside her, and we didn't know if she was still taking on water. So we couldn't sort of take her into Wells, so we needed somewhere we can get her out. So the choice was 37 miles to Grimsby or 34 miles to Fosdyke.
A long journey, whichever.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. I think the tow was about 5.5 hours at about 8 knots. But we got the tide with us, so we made for the Fosdyke. But during the escort, the steering failed on it, so we had to go alongside, put a tow on again. Then their skipper became very seasick and became hypothermic. He was wet through, so the lads had to sort him out, strip him out of his wet clothes, and I think they shared some of their dry clothes, to keep him warm and dry. We had to put a tow on her and take her away. So, yeah, it was a ever-developing job, shall we say.
And goodness me, the relief on their faces when they see somebody like yourselves arriving, because it must be a very frightening experience.
Yeah, well, you know, it was pitch black, and I mean pitch black. There was a fair southerly wind blowing, force 5 to 6, and wind over tide. It was quite lumpy. So I only spoke to one of the crew, who was the only one left standing, and he couldn't thank me enough when we got alongside. He says, I couldn't believe the relief when we pulled up, you know, when he saw our lights coming. He knew he was in safe hands then.
I'm just interested also to know, when you actually tow a vessel in like this, I mean, how far away are you? You know, how long is the tow? Is it just a rope? How do you do it?
It's a long nylon rope. We've got two ropes of 100 metres each that we can join together if the sea conditions dictate. We'd have about 80 metres of rope out to the vessel. You have to extend your towing according to the sea conditions.
Yeah.
So that, you know, we can steer him, and his nose isn't getting pulled into the waves all the time. We was actually pulling him through the water at about 7 knots, but we was doing 9.5 knots over the ground because we got the flooding tide with us. So that made it a bit easier.
We certainly had windy conditions last week. More winds, strong winds forecast this week.
Yeah,
was
right.
That a factor in the whole thing, do you think?
The factor was the wind and the weather, yeah. It obviously sprung a few planks on this old fishing boat. You know, the waves hitting the side of the boat had sprung the planks, and the water was coming in through the gaps between the planks. So, but we managed to stabilise it with the pumps and everything else, and yeah, good outcome in the end.
Now, the thing is, we can actually see some film of this online. Who actually took the film?
Well, Russell Matthews, it was his first shout, actually. He's our press officer. It's his first shout on the all-weather lifeboat, so he got a baptism by fire. But he's the press officer, so being the youngest, he got the helmet cam. It doesn't interfere with them. They have a little recording and battery pack on their life jacket, and the camera is incorporated into their headgear. So that we can actually film what's going off and show people what we do. Because, you know, we leave the beach, people say, oh, the lifeboat's gone out. That's the last to see of us. So the RNI now want all this footage so people can see what we actually do.
And, of course, the interesting thing is, yes, you launch the lifeboat from the station, but, of course, with this case, you take the boat somewhere else. So
that's
people
right.
don't see it coming back,
yeah.
do they?
No, that's right. They don't know when we're coming back. We could go out for half an hour. Or we could be out for 12, 14 hours, you know. We just don't know. And, of course, there's nothing out there for them to see. You know, there's no cameras or anything for them to see, so we take our own.
Melvin Pryor, BBC Lincolnshire.